Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Shira, home care.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Am I reaching? I'm not sure. Is this Joanne Cooper?
You're calling in regards to Joan Cooper, but this is her niece.
Her niece. Okay. My name is Shira. I'm calling from Family First in regards to helping you get set up with the waiver program for home care services. Okay. So I want to continue the enrollment process with you guys. I think you spoke to my colleague, Josh.
I did. Yes.
So did he give you a little rundown of what to expect, what the process looks
like? No, he didn't really say anything to us. He just kind of, like, took the medical information, her date of birth, and then she gave them, like, the okay to speak to me. That was it.
Okay. So So what we have to do is the process is, it sounds like a lot. It's really straightforward. The first step would be to schedule an assessment. So we have to go ahead and do that. I can only do it with the patient present. Is he with you right now?
She's not. I'm actually picking up my kids.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do, do you have pen and paper on you by any chance?
No, I don't.
Okay. I'm going to give you a call back tomorrow. Are you going to be with the patient then?
I can be. It has to kind of be like I have to know like what time you're going to call because she doesn't have care right now, so I'm not there all the time. I only like kind of go there and help her and stuff because we're trying to set it up. But if like you let me know a time, I can make sure I'm with her.
Here's what I'm going to do instead. Can the number you called, the number I called you at, can you receive text messages?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you a message right now.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give you the information that you need to do with the patient, and then you're going to let me know if you're able to do it or not. I'll try and be in touch with you later tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
I think it'll just be easier for everyone. Alrighty.
Yep.
Do you have any questions before I go?
No, but, like, can you give me a little rundown of, like, what to expect and...
Yeah. So the first part of the assessment, okay, so she, what you're going to be doing with her, with the patient, you have to call into the IEB, which stands for the Independent Enrollment Broker. They have to schedule an assessment. After this assessment is completed, your doctor has to fill out a form. Okay. Once that's all done, the Area on Aging is going to reach out to you to schedule another assessment to see if she's physically eligible. Once they approve her for being eligible, the county assistance office then has to see if she is financially eligible. They're going to request some financial information from you guys. Once that's completed, what you have to do next is just get a service coordinator assigned, and then they're going to give you another assessment for an authorization. That authorization gets sent to us, and then we're able to pay the caregiver as soon as she's approved.
Okay.
So it sounds like a lot, but my job is to walk you through it, the whole process, so you're really not alone in this.
Okay.
My name is Shira. I'm going to text you right now, so we're able to text each other back and forth, and it's really a very straightforward process. It's not that difficult.
Okay, yeah, because she's kind of like, so, I mean, it's a little TMI, but she's kind of like in stage 4 of cancer, so it's kind of hard for her to, like, do these things. So am I able to do them?
So calling into the IEB, dealing with the county assistance office, those are a little bit tricky. I can talk to you. I don't mind. It's just those things are a little tricky because they're based, it's very county,
like
legal
purposes.
Like,
no, I'm saying, like, if I'm, like, next to her.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
Oh, okay,
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could call in. You could say, hi, this is whoever, you know, and then you could say, my aunt's right here.
Yeah.
They're going to ask her if she gives you permission. It's very straightforward.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All righty. So I'm going to send you the information now. Just confirm if you got the message. Just say hi or something back. Okay?
Okay. All right. Perfect.
All right. Be well. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.